Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour. It's the last segment of the last day of the last week of our 20th year on the air, ending up the extra obnoxious level this week. And we're back to regular obnoxiousness next week as we begin our third decade. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else but our best friend Tim Perry. Folks, you don't know this, but back in the early days when I was fledging this show, when I was trying to get it out of the ground, when I didn't know if I was going to make it one day to the next, no one was more supportive, encouraging, or grounding, or honest, or caring to me than Tim Berry. Tim, thank you for that.
Oh, Jim, it's been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next decade.
Let's do 10 more. I'm not going to say 20. They might come get me in the wheelchair, but let's do 10 more at least. Hey, Tim, paloalto.com, right?
Yes.
Bplans.com, that's where you can find Palo Alto's got all the products, folks. Bplans.com is where they can learn more about business planning. And timberry.com, where you can go to get smarter, right?
Yes, I don't know about getting smarter at timberry.com, but learning about business planning, yes.
So check it out, folks, and he's the best. Whatever Tim says is pretty smart stuff. So, Tim, as we wrap up our visit, what do you see going forward? I'm just going to give you my thought. I don't want you to necessarily take off on it, but I'm just going to lay it out there. I'm concerned, as you know, about our analog ethics not being fast enough to deal with digital leverage. That's my big concern for going forward. What's yours?
Oh, gosh. I'm fairly pessimistic these days, Jim. I bow on the my big concern. I guess it's the tribalism that we've fallen into everywhere, I guess, that
politically speaking, right? Not, I mean, out here on Main Street, we, other than politics, we get along fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the politics, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do we fix that, Tim?
Boy, that's for better minds than me. I would like to see principles matter more than politics, and principles matter more than party.
Leadership. But, how about some leadership?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at a loss for how we fix it. I'm sadly pessimistic.
Well, we have days. And here's one thing, though, Tim. In the last segment, the previous segment before you got here, I talked about how we were going to deal with ethics during in the digital age, and I said one thing for sure: we have to do it. We can't look to Washington to do it. And on your situation, what you're concerned about, I am too. Again, we're going to have to fix that. We're not going to be able to look to Washington to do that.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, I'm gonna sign off with you right now as I wrap up my last segment. Thank you again for 20 great years, and I really appreciate you very much. All the things you've done for so many people, but especially for me.
Well, Jim, thank you for being there and for giving your all for that long, for that many people, and so much listening in between the talking.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Palo Alto Software. Check them out. Good company. I got to wrap up, folks. This is my last minute and of the 20th anniversary week, and thank you for hanging in here with me all week long and dealing with my extra obnoxiousness. I'll go back to regular next week. But we're going to continue to march. We got a lot more stuff to do. We got a lot more small business owners to help and to grow and to start. We need to resurrect entrepreneurship in America. It's had a tough decade. We got to get that going again. More entrepreneurship in America, because everybody knows that where there's entrepreneurial growth, the research is showing this, folks. Where there's entrepreneurial growth, there's economic growth. There's a direct connection between entrepreneurship and economic growth, economic dynamism. So as long as I know that, as long as I believe that, I'm going to, and as long as I can, I'm going to be right here serving you on this show and all the other things that I do to help promote small businesses. And so all you got to do is just keep doing what you're doing, small business owners. Keep making us proud. Keep showing up and keep doing good work. And remember, as I've always said, seek excellence, not perfection. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll talk to you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.